Hey there, fellow business owners. It is February, and if you're in the Northern Hemisphere like I am, you are probably asking, will this yucky weather ever end? And as for my Aussie buddies, you have summer weather, so never mind. To cheer things up a bit here, let's have a little fun. Here's a post where we can learn something, but not work too hard getting there. In this non-overwhelmed series of posts, I've addressed everything from setting up company processes so they work best for you, not someone else, to closing up shop at least one day a week. Yeah, I know that second one makes some people's hearts go pity-pat a little too fast. Well, today, I focus on lassoing and hog-tying that pesky administrative stuff we all hate. Let me show you how I reached non-overwhelm in this area. So step 7 to non-overwhelm, wrangle your admin and paperwork. A little background, I am a lazy perfectionist. And I come by it honestly. My mom was a neatnik and my dad was lazy and messy. And when I was a kid and would finally get tired of my junky bedroom, I would just dump stuff in the closet and quickly pop the door closed to keep everything from falling out, don't you know? Well, I had instant tidy bedroom. My perfectionist side got the cleaned up space and, well, the lazy side got it done quickly. But as you might imagine, my mom caught on to my scam. I came home from school one day and she had taken a day off work and cleaned my room. All my great junk was gone. Clean bedroom and closet, however. Well, now let's fast forward to grown-up land. In the adulting world of work, the perfectionist in me wanted all the admin and paperwork tasks tidy. Well, the lazy side had to find fast, productive ways to get there. So I guess really grown-up efficiency, not lazy. Yeah, I'm going with that. Well, let me help you get there too as I share some of my journey. Well, let me tell you how I discovered I had cleaned up my act, no pun intended. In 2018, long after I began forcing admin and paperwork neatness on myself, a friend asked me to accept a board position with a local not-for-profit. Deb thought my organizational skills would help us as we worked on a committee together. So I had arrived. Well, here's the real story, and don't tell anybody. Some organized people, well, we just don't want to scramble later. We don't want to look something up again. We don't want to worry about getting it done. So we just do it. And here's the building in step 7, non-overwhelm. Wrangling our admin tasks begins with having the right lasso. And here's a comfortable place to start. When I order something online, I save my receipt as a portable document format or PDF file before I leave the order screen. If the company's emailed receipt doesn't make it to my inbox for some reason, I still have proof of purchase. And if I'm going to do online research for a project, for example, I often save entire web pages to PDFs for later review. And then people ask me, well, how do you turn online stuff into PDFs? If you're in a situation where you don't have a save as a PDF option, the screen capture program Qt PDF Writer can do this for you. Now, the free software version is enough for my needs, but qtpdf.com has more. And by the way, that's qtpdf.com. And I do have a button here for you for a more detailed look. You can check out a post I have on that, on how to capture an entire web page with no scrolling. Okay, the bulk of this article is about tax time and making tax time easier. Now, this is one area where business owners really need help getting to non-overwhelm. Well, if you're anything like me. My examples are for the U.S., but I am neither an expert on gathering tax data nor advising on preparing returns for income taxes. So please check with your preparer. I refer to a CPA, Certified Public Accountant, but you might use another resource. My note about the IRS refers to America's tax authority, the Internal Revenue Service. For me, the ultimate in non-overwhelm is controlling tax records. Many people are in this boat with me. Hello, I'm Kathy. I hate working on taxes. Can I sit in this boat right next to you? I'll scooch over. Well, stumbling on these helpers was a game changer for me, and I hope you can use them too. Here's what I use to control, and here's the key, all year long, the tax time paper chase. Four things I'm going to talk with you about. The cute PDF writer, which I've already mentioned. The business expense spreadsheet. Now, this is my own low-tech lasso, and you can ask for a copy. A scanner for capturing those hard copy receipts to PDFs. And a CPA coaching throughout the year and doing your electronic filing. Okay, since we've already talked about the cute PDF, let me start with the second thing on my bullet list, the business expense spreadsheet. If you don't use a specialty scanner, like the Neat system, for example, for minor receipts, an easy-to-use spreadsheet might lasso most of that data. Because think about it for a moment. Business miles plus business meals probably equals about 90% of your minor company expenses. Am I right? I'm not talking about equipment and office furniture. This is the business lunches, the trips to client sites, and the network meetings. And the mileage for all three, as well as money spent on business meals, is deductible. You don't need receipts for expenditures less than $20, at least in the U.S., but you must keep good records to prove those expenses are deductible in case you're audited. And who wants to wrangle all those itty-bitty receipts? Anyone here in this boat with me? Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure you said no. I do have a button here for you to contact me to ask for a sample of the expense spreadsheet. And what I've done is I've taken one of mine and I can give you that Excel file. I've just taken all my data out. Now, by the time December 31st rolls around, this puppy has the totals my CPA needs. And trust me, there's no way you're going to remember months later how many miles you drove in your chariot to a seminar or what you paid for the networking lunch. Tracking as you go is worth it. And when you shut the computer down on New Year's Eve, boom, you've completed a bunch of the year's tax prep. Print the spreadsheet periodically and leave room to add new items by hand. Yes, actual handwriting, no battery required. And then when you have a few minutes, update your electronic copy. And remember to keep up throughout the year. Keep up with that spreadsheet's mileage, food costs, the descriptive notes, for example, listing other meeting attendees throughout the year. And throughout the year is the essential bit here. You can't get to non-overwhelm if you return to my junky bedroom mode. You know, just saying. And here's a hint. Create a template spreadsheet that includes your recurring meetings and save a copy as your file for the current year. And then you're ready to go. And you still have your template for the next year. Here's a big time saver I learned the hard way. If you don't attend a recurring meeting, leave it on the spreadsheet. Just make a note about why you did not attend and remove all that mileage data and food cost and all that from your totals column. If you remove the meeting from the spreadsheet, you'll spend time going through your calendar trying to figure out, oh, why isn't it on here? Didn't I attend or what have I done? Yeah, been there. Big time waster. Okay, the next item on my list for tax prep is a scanner. This is pretty much for the government forms mailed to you. You can scan them into electronic folders, e-folders, when you receive them. To stay motivated to keep up, remember, the moment you capture something electronically, you've completed part of your annual tax prep. And those e-folders go to your tax preparer. Now, that may reduce your bill. Ask your CPA how they want your e-folders titled. It helps them find your data faster. And this simple step may reduce your bill, plus help you out at the office, too. And at year's end, you have paperwork corralled for your records, information ready to go to your CPA, and a backup of the electronic tax files. Now, here's something you probably were not expecting me to say. Keep the hard copies of everything you've scanned until you receive your, quote, refund or proof someone accepted your tax payment. And people, it's so funny. Everybody says the same thing. What? Well, if your e-copies die, if your folders go away, you can always, rescan. You know, just in case aliens mess up the grid and dump your tax info. Or you delete the e-folders and empty your computer's trash. Been known to happen. Been known to happen to me. Okay, tax prep, a CPA, certified public accountant. When tax time rolls around, upload to your preparer scanned copies of these three things: your business expense spreadsheet, your receipts, and your government forms. And when they complete your returns, save an electronic copy with your scanned files, because this is a great way to store everything in one place. And I'm telling you, paying a CPA is probably worth the price. It is for me. Your tax professional can keep you on track all year. Prepare your returns and file them electronically. When I said yes to the CPA idea, my non-overwhelm quotient got a huge boost. And here was my final impetus to do that. If I checked in with the IRS guru, if I had a question, I couldn't understand what they told me. They would say something like, "Yes, Mrs. York, you'll need form such and such to ensure the McGillicuddy improvements on your base Northam are properly yunxed." Yeah, see what I mean? Makes absolutely no sense. Same thing with talking to them. And people do ask me, "Yeah, but what about that?" And you can fill in the blank on the $49 tax software package. What about that package? Well, I don't care how foolproof those packages have become. If you mess up the answer to one question, you can be looking at penalties. And guess how I know that? And it was to the tune of several thousand dollars. The few hundred I pay now is worth it for the peace of mind, for the non-overwhelm. Oh, and I almost forgot. There was a question about our return a few years ago. Our CPA contacted the IRS, took care of it all, and didn't charge us anything extra. And this happened with my mom's estate, too. And that's non-overwhelm. I didn't have to worry about any of it. But here's the best part about using a professional tax preparer. While they are working on your returns, you are not. Sorry, but that's the best part. You may be surprised how much time you spent worrying about this chore. And people do ask me, "But aren't they going to charge me a lot of money to go through all my receipts?" And I always tell them, "Well, let's hope not, because you're handing them everything in neat e-folders, right?" Okay, so much for taxes. Let's also look at everyday documents. And here are some ideas I finally came up with. And I always get those surprised looks from people, and they tell me, "Oh, I never thought of that." Well, I didn't either for a long time. So let's help you cut to the chase. A big part of achieving non-overwhelm with just your everyday documents, safely storing your files on your computer, and perhaps an online backup service. If work vanishes for some reason, it should be a minor blip on your radar, not an overwhelming, how can I possibly redo all of this? Well, help is on the way. I have three ideas that have saved me a ton of time and heartache over the years, well, like I said earlier, once I figured them out. You'll notice a common theme, and remember, I come from an IT background when I suggest never trust your files to an electrical cord or a battery. Okay, first, save extra copies of critical files. And here's the scenario. You open a blood, sweat, and tears to create diagnostic report. Oops, somehow you managed to corrupt the file because, you know, it has to be something you did, right? You open your backup copy and, oh, it's corrupted. What in the world? Well, this time it's not you. Your computer is sick, but you are the patient. Let me encourage you to keep a third copy offline and away from your computer for those times the electronics are to blame. And when you figure out this the computer's fault, you still have one good copy of the file left. Here's another trick. Save your files with different names. Now, I always tell people physically save your files every 15 minutes or when you make a big change. Think of it this way. How much stuff do you want to rethink? Because that's what it comes down to. Don't trust your software's behind-the-scenes save feature. I am talking about doing a hard save using your mouse or your keyboard shortcuts. Now, an easy way to distinguish your incremental files from each other is to add a number to the file name. For example, file such and such dash one, file such and such dash two. Now, what I do is I put a timestamp text-wise in the file, and I have all kinds of reasons for that, which I can explain if you want to contact me, and I'll tell you about that. But saving the same document twice with the same name is too risky. If the file dies and you don't have a backup program working continuously, let's hope you use this next idea, because otherwise you've lost everything. And this is the one I think that surprises people, maybe surprises them the most. My third trick is print draft copies. Another big time saver is having printouts of your work. You can review without a computer, and you have a hard copy for reference if you need it. And remember, our eyes were not created for computer screens. Don't even think about proofing your copy on a screen. You will miss important errors unless you read from paper. Now save and print, and again, I say every 15 minutes, and that's super draft toner saving mode. It's not going to be easy to read, but it's going to be good enough for you to use if you have to rewrite everything or rekey. Even if your file gets dumped and somehow you've lost your electronic copies, all you have to do is rekey from your printouts. You do not have to rethink all your hard work. And you know that never works because it's never as good the second time around. Okay, let's do a quick review, and I have a challenge for you. Many of my examples in this post revolved around tax time. And while capturing those data is an ongoing project throughout the year, we need to build in non-overwhelm for our daily online and on paper efforts. Now, beyond capturing web pages for offline review and keeping your scanner ready, try my three ideas for at least 2 months, and I'll go over them in a moment. They kept me on schedule with the publisher, even during a software meltdown, and here they are again. Save extra copies of critical documents off of your computer. Save incremental electronic edits with slightly different file names. Print new changes as you work, and then you just have to rekey, not rethink, if you lose a file. You can do it. Keeping administrative tasks and paperwork under control gets easier as it becomes second nature. Your future non-overwhelm is worth every minute. I know it takes time to find out what works for you, but you'll get there, I promise. Well, I've packed a lot into this post. Join the conversation. Will you please take a moment to share your thoughts? Use these ideas as prompts or bring your own. Do you have a story about losing valuable data and what you did to recover it? Or ways you easily capture information? Or maybe you have a good story about keeping things neat around your office. Please share this post, subscribe so you won't miss other offerings, and add your input in the comments section. Let's all learn from each other. Please email me if you have a question about this article or need help with the tech or text project. We can even have a quick 15-minute chat if you'd like, no invoice, and hope to hear from you soon. By the way, the email, I have a button here for you when you come back into the post, but if you need to email me, it's kathy@kathyyork.com. Please remember, it's KathyYork. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.